teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I am your host, David Pruse. If you want to call in to the guests I have today, we're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. Today is a Tuesday, a political day, but I had the opportunity to have a very wonderful person call in from the lower 48. Don Cool, how you doing, sir? Oh, boy. Don, are you there? Okay, I'm going to, boy, try and get him back on the phone here and see what we're going to do with Don. Okay. All my buttons are correct. So we will try and get Don back on the phone at the break and see how that goes. And we will go from there. Anyway, Don Cool wrote a book, Changing with Aging. And it's a very, very fine book. He is the owner of a publishing company and Changing Companies Incorporated. And he's a publisher. He publishes books in all the different states. He's basically published over 30 million books, and he wrote this one. And this one is called Changing with Aging, Little Stories, Big Lessons. And each story, each lesson is just one page. And it's a very, very wonderful read. It's a very easy read. And as I very much enjoyed it, and he introduces his family that he grew up with, brother and sisters, mom and dad, and everything he's been through with something to learn. He's got a great sense of humor. As a matter of fact, his parents had a laundromat, and him and his brother would have to go in there and, you know, wash and dry clothes and get a big sweat going. And he tells this one story how he finally had, he has a wonderful sense of humor. He finally had the prettiest girl in the school who was across the street at the malt shop taking a look at him and saying hello. And he waved back and he thinks he had his sister's Wonder Bra in his hands when he waved back. So he's got a lot of good stories here to go through and enjoy. And again, I will try and get him on the phone and get back at it. And so what we're going to do now is we're going to take a break. And while we're taking the break, I'll try and get Don back on the phone and see if we can get this done. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fish on! It's the Valdez Fishing Report, brought to you by Frontier Outfitters. Visit Frontier's extensive fishing department for conventional fly and saltwater tackle for every game fish in Alaska. Your store for the outdoors, Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
This is Ricky Calpietro of KVAK Radio with an update on fishing in Valdez. Nate Hammond of Laurel, Maryland considers himself a reluctant fisherman, but that didn't stop him from reeling in the biggest halibut during a halibut derby charter last week.
I consider myself Nate the reluctant sportsman because I don't fish. I mean, wife got into it. And she's dragged me along on all these trips, and she has a good friend who's like a fishing expert. So they're like, we're going to Alaska, and we're going to fish halibut at Valdez.
Hammond went along for the experience, ended up catching the largest fish and getting on the Valdez Halibut Derby leaderboard.
Why, it's hilarity. That's why I think we live in an irony machine, because I'm not a fisherman. I'm just a regular, I'm a computer programmer with a wife that fishes.
Hammond's fish weighed just over 100 pounds and held the weekly lead for a short time before it was replaced by a bigger fish, but he enjoyed the experience.
It's fun. I'm not like a fishing fanatic at this point, but, you know, it was really not, it's neat to be out on the boat, and it's just relaxing. You're sitting there and you're looking at the mountains all around you, beautiful.
Michael Eason of Wasilla, Alaska, thoroughly enjoyed the rush he got bringing in his first halibut ever. Eason reeled in a 127.8-pound halibut July 3rd to take the second-place weekly prize, and June Serrato of Walsenburg, Colorado, took the first-place weekly prize with the 141.8-pound halibut she caught July 4th.
The Fairbanks Prospector has all the clothing, footwear, and camping supplies, but our Valdez store has all the tackle you need to catch your Derby winner. Bait, rods, reels, coolers, licenses, and derby tickets, and all at competitive prices. We thank you for making the trip down the Richardson. When you fish Valdez, you shop at the Valdez Prospector.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
Frontier Outfitters brings you the Valdez Fishing Report, helping you make your next fishing adventure a success. Rods to tackle, coolers to camping gear. It's your store for the outdoors. Frontier Outfitters, for your Alaskan lifestyle.
KFAR weather.
Chance for scattered storms today, otherwise partly cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 75. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows around 56. Cloudy again tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely, 67. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Welcome back, Fairbanks, and hopefully I have Don Cool on the phone with me now. Don, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Boy, you've made everyone in this radio station happy. How you doing, sir?
I am doing wonderfully well. Thank you very much.
Okay, I sort of gave an opening aspect of somewhat about yourself, but let's, again, what's your background before, you know, you've done a lot of things. You've got wonderful experiences in life, and thank you for sharing them. So let's go back to a little bit of your background.
Okay, right now I'm almost 77, so I can go way back. I grew up in Iowa and then moved to Chicago. I just really loved to try out new things, and I had an experience. I was not the best student. Matter of fact, I wasn't much of a student at all for a while.
Boy, do I know that feeling.
I went to the University of Illinois my freshman and sophomore year. Then I fell in love. I wound up not spending much time in my classes. Then later on, wound up getting a wonderful master's degree from Iowa State University. I fell in love with higher education, pretty much in psychology and literature. And then from a professional point of view, I managed motel properties for a while. I actually started two sports publications, one in Colorado and one in Wisconsin. I just loved doing that. I worked for the University of Wisconsin for 7 years. I got real interested in healthcare. I was vice president of business development for a pretty large healthcare corporation. And so over and over again, I kept kind of transforming myself and really loving new adventures, failing at quite a few of those. I think the last time my wife counted, I had started 14 different companies. Several of them fell totally flat pretty quickly. A few of them did quite well. So that was kind of my introduction. Before then, I started way back in 1989. It seems like only yesterday, but many years ago, I started a company called The Change Companies, and I really got interested in behavior change. I'm really fascinated, still am, with how people, as they age, make choices that then will dictate where they go in their lives. And I created something called interactive journaling that really caught hold in healthcare, in higher education, in addiction treatment, in mental health, and in corrections. So it's really kind of getting people engaged. You know, always, All change is self-change. So the most important person in the room, regardless of where you are, is the individual that wishes or needs to make positive lifestyle change. So interactive journaling was a way to bring that out, to help people develop a sense of confidence of where they've been, where they are now, and where they choose to go. And so I did that for well over 30 years and just loved it. Worked a lot in for the federal government in all kinds of different ways, worked with most state governments, and really just doing the same thing, really pushing the thought that everyone has a story to tell and to help people start to recognize how important they are, how important their stories are. And so this book, Changing with Aging, is really about how these little choices we make every day will then become who we wind up being. And so it's been a great pleasure for me to write the book, kind of using my own little stories, but really the real purpose of it is to engage people and say, hey, you have every bit as important of a story to tell as mine. Many of you, much more important stories.
Well, also, it's not what you did. It's also what you observed in life.
Yeah.
And right. I want to read one of the passages here of your book, Acts of Kindness. And you said, as a youth, the word kindness bugged me. It sounded grandmotherly, even a bit unmasculine. I'd rather people think of me as showing toughness or courageousness. And if someone bestowed kindness upon me, I think I must be weak or needy. Last week, while in line at a convenience store, I saw an elderly man fumbling in his wallet for the dollars necessary to pay for a couple of items. He came up a few dollars short even after pulling out the change from both of his pockets. After some embarrassing moments, the man chose a box of corn checks to return to the cereal aisle. Just then, a long-haired kid holding 2 6-packs of Bud Light reached down and scooped up a $5 bill off the floor. He told the man he saw it fall out of his wallet. The man's transaction was complete with no further fuss. I watched the kid return one of the 6-packs of beer to the cooler. Now, after a lifetime of experience, the quality of kindness tops my list of favorite attributes. Wonderful passage.
Thank you.
Yeah, many of them here. Many of them. The book is one that when you start, you're not going to put down, but also one that you're going to keep on in your readily available to you so you can read it and you can laugh and you can get a words of wisdom, joy, happiness, memories. As I was reading the book, you know, what you wrote, this flooded me with so many memories, you know, from yesterday to when I was 4 years old. And I thank you for that.
Well, thank you. I really, really appreciate that. It actually turned out as I was creating the book, and I was blessed with having a couple editors that helped me out a great deal, but it broke down into 10 different chapters, and each chapter is kind of one of those tips that one should use as they age, from starting out with really storing happy memories. So we all have things in our past that pleases us. And so during times that are challenging and difficult, it helps a lot to go back and just kind of relive that wonderful moment you had. I'm a great believer in being silly. I just love playing games. I love playing games with my kids, with my grandkids, with my wife, with everyone. Playing games, I think, is underplayed a great, great deal. And then giving love was a total different chapter, and I just think that if you give love, if you pass that on to the people you're around, it's unbelievable how that comes back to you tenfold. I'm also a great believer as you age that you should gain in knowledge and never stop thinking of yourself as being a student. So there's a chapter on all these little stories about how, in little tiny ways, you gain knowledge. There's this belief. I have fights with these psychologists that I have to play with from time to time. And I think there's this belief that our life centers around a few really big choices that we make. And that's foolish. Our lives are dictated by the little tiny choices we make every day, that we move ahead based on these tiny choices that we don't even recognize, but those accumulate every day, every week, every year. And then when you're like I am, approaching 77, you look back and you say, hey, those are the things that really counted. So that's a bit about what I hope the book conveys.
Well, also what I got conveyed from you is honesty about yourself. Be honest with yourself. That way you can be honest with everything. And you know, you say you're 77 years old and you talk about Gabby.
Right.
You know, and there comes a point in your life where, you know, I'm 62, and there comes a point in your life where you start getting pains, and you know, and the way you put it, you gave him a friendly name and you're taking Gabby for a walk, you know, things like that. And I just thought that was wonderful.
Yeah. Well, it's really based, a lot of my stuff is based on research. And the research backing that up is really this mindset that rather than hiding from pain, particularly when it's chronic pain that you mm-hmm. can have for the rest of your life, it's accepting it, making it part of your family, taking it for a walk, going to bed with it, and having conversations with it. People think that I am nuts, but I'll be walking down the street, and when I'm in quite a bit of chronic pain, I'll wind up just kind of chatting with Gabby, my pain friend. And then you can accept that, and it becomes part of your normal life. Rather than hiding from it, taking a lot of pain medication, or a lot of people use drugs and alcohol to, you know, accommodate that. I think if they really recognize that pain, particularly at our ages, and you'll wind up finding more and more that really needs to become part of your life, and you need to accept it and find a way of living with it, and then it's okay, it's all right. Gabby and I are kind of buddies.
You know, as I described earlier, you're very forthwith and honest about yourself. You're the good, the bad, the ugly. But it's all been a learning experience. And one portion of it is older and kinder. And I was reading that, and you look at yourself now and you say, boy, if I was only kinder and more compassionate at a younger age, maybe not as full as myself as I should have been, or this more understanding, I could have helped more people. And you say here, many years ago, I fired an employee on the spot for screaming at me and calling me a jerk in front of the whole staff. Months later, I found out his wife had been involved in a serious accident the night before. He was 3 to 4 hours late for work, missed a meeting with a major client, and I jumped all over him for his incompetence. The three people, you know, and that was more of, I thought, man, you're confessing to being a human, and as we grow older, we find more empathy that we want to give to people. And I just so appreciated you being so honest with that. And, you know, we've all done those things. And boy, if I just would have had more empathy, and the older I get, the more empathy for people that I have.
I think that's very, very true. And, you know, I think often we can define ourselves by the people that we choose to spend time with. And one of the things that I've learned is that I can make choices. And so I really love to be around people who can give me the love that I feel that I need, the support that I need. I can provide that right back to them. But I'm sure that you know in your life, as I do, people who just allow their space to be crowded by people who who have only negative thoughts. And I'm thinking, you know, as an individual that's somewhat selfish, I want to kind of push them away from my life, and I want to gravitate toward those people that have an appreciation for me, that have things that they can offer to me. And that's most of the, not all the time, but most of the time it's under my control. And so that's kind of another thing when I see my friends that are now in their late 60s and 70s, a few going into their 80s, you still have such power. You have that whole opportunity to make the little choices each day that can make you happier.
You know, and it's interesting how you talk about the people in your life. And you have this one passage, you know, I'm not going to read the whole one, but it's "Pass the Grey Poupon." and you talk about, you know, how, you know, you grew up in opening pickle jars and stuff like that with your mom and jellies and everything. And then, you know, I've experienced this recently. It seems like the manufacturers really tighten those things down. I mean, God almighty. Yes. And here you go. And here's what I was still cracking up about this passage. A few weeks ago, I was losing a tussle with a jar of Grey Poupon mustard. My grandson asked if he could try to get the lid off. He gave it a couple tugs and passed the unopened jar back to me saying, quote, "Sorry, Grandpa, I can't open it either. Maybe you should give it one last shot," unquote. I smiled as I opened the mustard bottle with ease. You know, and those are the people you want in your life. And a grandson is always a special one. So good for you, sir.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, thank you for sharing this book. We talked to, before we got on the air, I always tell people, it's what you don't hear us on the air, what we say that you really should hear, you know, in between the commercials and this the kibitzing I have with my guests. And we talked about pets, and, you know, you've always had the wonderful dogs and that just wag their tail whenever they see you. And you've had a couple cats that over time started to like you.
Yeah, which is a huge trick. You have to be very patient, I think, with cats.
Yes.
I had one great cat that every time in the morning when I would shave, the cat would sit right there and watch me shave. And it was such a beautiful thing. And it was like, okay, I'm going to shave, and somehow this cat's name was Roy M. Quick, and Roy M. Quick would jump up on the counter, and he'd just sit there like within 3 feet of my face and just watch me shave. And I really look forward to that day after day, kind of this darn cat that would love to watch me shave. But again, it's truly those little things. I just love to sit down and talk to people that have these stories. And I am blessed. I have a blog on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I get hundreds of people that respond, and then they send me back their stories that are far better than the stories I have sent out in my blog. And I'm thinking, we all have so much in common. I think we kind of lose sight. Sometimes we think we're a unique individual. Oh, I've got this pain, and I'm the only one that has this pain. Or you know, I've had a very close friend of mine die of cancer, or you know, whatever. And sometimes I think we believe we're more unique than what we really are. And I think we have so much more as human beings in common than what we have that differentiates ourselves from one person to the next.
Very true. Don, we're going to have to take a break for a little bit here, okay? Stay on the line. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a break for the Fox News, some state news, some weather, some commercials. And I have Don Kuhl on the phone with me, and we'll be back after these messages.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Another hearing held today by the House panel investigating the January 6th Capitol violence which aired testimony recorded last week from former White House counsel Pat Cipollone about former President Trump's claims of a stolen election.
If your question is, did I believe he should concede the election at a point in time, yes, I did.
Former President Trump again attacking the panel's probe as a hoax on his social media site. Former President Trump also under scrutiny in the state of Georgia, where a special grand jury is conducting a criminal probe into efforts to overturn that state's results from the 2020 presidential election.
The panel has issued subpoenas for testimony from several Trump allies, including his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham.
Fox's Jonathan Sary in Atlanta. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Beginning today at 8 a.m., the Tanana Road closure order will be partially rescinded to allow Tanana Valley State Forest access for motorized use on several logging roads around Fairbanks. Specific roads to be reopened include Mache Logging Road, Nanana Ridge Road, Skinny's Road, Standard Creek Road, Cache Creek Road, as well as the Two Rivers Road and Jenny M Road. Motorized use on other areas of the TVSF remain closed until this order is rescinded. The Tanana Valley State Forest remains extremely dry and wildfires are creating smoky conditions and fire danger is very high. The Department of Natural Resources recommends motorized use only during cooler times of the day, overnight and early morning. Active fires are currently burning in the Tanana Valley and additional fire starts would greatly strain the Division of Forestry and Fire Protection's firefighting resources. For more fire information, call 907-356-5511. Go to akfireinfo.com or link up through this station's
streaming
website.
Live online at kfar660.com.
The word is out, and North Star Honey Wagon is quickly becoming Fairbanks' favorite septic pumping expert with a fleet of big new shiny trucks. They can handle all callouts quickly and affordably, and thanks to you, they're growing. They not only added a sweet new thought truck for winter, but also a new state-of-the-art pumping truck as well, all to better serve you. That's North Star Honey Wagon, 907-888-8265. The fun guys with the big shiny trucks, handling all your septic needs. North Star Honey Wagon, from Fairbanks to Salcha, online at northstarhoneywagon.com.
You drive in a whole new world of possibilities with a Cooper Discoverer AT3 family of tires from GCR Tires and Service. Redefine the limits. The Cooper AT3 is aggressive and tough on rocks, loose gravel, and mud off the road, yet exceptionally quiet and responsive on the road. Alaska's roads are open. The AT3 will take you places you've never been before. The Cooper Discoverer AT3 family of tires. Buy yours at GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road. Van Horn at Cushman.
When friends and family gather, it's time to lift each other up with delicious food and beverage from Tommy G's Meat and Sausage. All their beef is certified Angus beef, making it truly the best of the best. They pride themselves on superior quality, service, and consistency. Whether it's their cowboy cut ribeyes, lamb shanks, or even their ground chuck, you know you're getting the very best in Alaska because there is no other place like this in Alaska. Stop by Tommy G's Meat and Sausage today, 3290 Pegger Road. It's no longer dinner with friends and family. It's an experience.
Hey Fairbanks, get your project done this July. Let Makita and Denali Industrial Supply help. The entire month of July is Makita Month, with the biggest savings of the year on Makita power tools, batteries, and kits. Then mark your calendar for Makita Demo Day, Wednesday, July 13th. Demos from 10 to 2, lunch served 11 to 1, so come by for free lunch and demo the newest and greatest Makita power tools.
Denali Industrial Supply on Van Horn Road. Look for the big red roof.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Don Kuhl on the phone with me. Don, where are you calling in from?
I am in Carson City, Nevada.
Okay.
This is the beautiful state capital of Nevada.
How would someone get online and order your wonderful book, Changing with Aging?
It's great if you just go to Amazon, and I have a page there, so you can just put in the name of the book, Changing with Aging, and there's a page about the book. It actually doesn't come out to the general public till September 6th, but it helps me a lot if you pre-order, and so you can pre-order at a special price, and then you would get your book shortly after September 6th.
Well, and Fairbanks, if you want, I have one of these books to give away. If you want to call us up here at 907-458-TALK, I'll take the first caller and then ask a question to Don or have a conversation. But the first caller gets the book, Changing with Aging. It's a very fine read. And once you start, it's going to be hard to stop. That's what I promise you. And again, we're at 907-458-TALK. That's 458-8255. And, you know, it's an easy read because there's nothing more than a page long. And they're usually about two-thirds of a page to a half a page. And you got lots of photos in there for people like me.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You know, if I could read, there's one story that I love. It's just because it's about my very favorite dog. And if you would allow me to read one of the passages, I would really appreciate it.
Of course, please. Of course.
Okay. It's about my dog, Billy Bragg. And it's the messaging that we get as human beings if we're close to our animals. So it's Billy Bragg. Since dogs romp from life at a 7-to-1 year ratio to humans, there are many lessons that can teach us about living well. This is the story of Billy Bragg, our alpha German shepherd. Even as a pup, Billy liked to separate from the pack and gallop after low-flying eagles. I always wondered if he was trying to chase them or join them. Message for humans. There is a joy in pursuing lofty goals, even if those around you think you are a bit nuts. Whenever our other three shepherds ran toward the front fence to scuffle with our neighbor's dogs, Billy Bragg would cut them off assertively and steer them back to the house. Message for humans, prompt action can avert serious problems. Leaders rush to the fire. Late one night, a black bear entered our home through the living room window. Fortunately, Billy was there. He gave a growl so frightful that the bear jumped right back through the window and scampered up the mountainside. Message for humans, friends come to the rescue, even during dangerous times. The day before Billy Bragg yielded to a fast-moving cancer, he joined us for a joyous winter's lap around the mountainous property. He led the pack, as he always had, with authority and dignity. Message for humans, live your life to the fullest. Finish your responsibilities and continue to love until the end. Often, as we continue to hike with our three German shepherds up Billy Bragg's mountain, a single eagle flies low against the deep blue sky. Message for humans, the spirit of life continues with the pack we leave behind.
Very true, and I also like one of your passages, climb the mountain. And at the bottom of the page, you put, it isn't how far or how fast I go up the mountain. It's whether I get started.
Yes.
I enjoyed that. We're going to take a phone call, okay?
Great.
Good morning. You're on KFAR with Don Cool, and your name is?
John.
Hello, John. And you would like the book Changing with Aging, written by Don Cool?
I sure would.
Do you have a thought or a question for Don?
Well, I just really enjoyed that dog story as a former pet owner. I think you hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah. There is going to be a come on down, and there's going to be a, you know where our radio station is?
If you could repeat it, I'd appreciate it.
529 Fifth Avenue, second floor, above the Public Defender's Office, in case you need a two-for-one stop.
Okay. I hope I don't. But I'll definitely come by and pick up that book. Thank you.
It'll be out front for you. You have a great day. Thank you, John.
You too. Yeah, bye.
Bye. Yeah, we're a one-stop shop here, Don.
There we go.
Oh, goodness. You know, this book seemed like a little bit of wit and wisdom from you, a swang song, thanking people in your life who aren't here anymore. You know, as you said in the very beginning, you never told your parents you loved them enough. And
that's right.
You know, it's just this things like that. The things you wish you knew now that you know now you wish you would have known then, and the things you wish you would have said when you had the chance.
Yeah. So true. So true. One of the stories about my dad. We really never got along at all, and I left home at a pretty early age. Never appreciated him, and then he moved out with us the last 7 to 8 years of his life. Actually, worked in our warehouse for me, which was one of the greatest thrills of my whole life, but. A couple months before he died in 1999, he took off his watch, which was his most prized thing. I mean, his watch meant the world to him, and he gave it to me. And it just was this feeling of ecstasy that it was like my dad said, okay, son, you've earned the right to wear this watch. And I'll never forget when he took off his watch, as I saw many times before that, there was a white band on his wrist from where the watch was. So when he took off the watch, you kind of see where that watch was. And then for all of those years since 99, I've worn his watch. And it doesn't work. It was a pretty cheap watch to begin with. Wasn't a fancy watch.
$8 on Amazon, as you said. You could buy it now.
There we go. That's right. And yet it's memory of him.
It's worth more than anything in the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so that's, if this book gets across to people, they all have those things in their lives. Everyone has these memories and these stories. What my greatest fear is so many people go through life like they're a ball in a pinball machine where they bounce off one thing to the other, and they kind of lose sight of the value of those important human relationships that take place. So if this book, I hope, serves its goal, people will read it, and it won't be about Don Cool. It won't be about his stories, but his stories will remind them of their stories, and that will enrich their life forevermore.
Or give a good lesson in life, that's for sure. Let's talk about the four big boulders that you bought for your wife, Sherry, on her birthday.
Oh, yeah, that was so... When we moved out from Madison, Wisconsin to Carson City, we were pretty broke. We didn't have any money. And so we rented this little house, tiny house. And on the weekends, we'd go out and we'd look for boulders. We love the rocks here. Among many boulders we got, there were four. And each of the four probably weighed close to 100 pounds. And we would dump them in the back of our trunk, take them to our house, and, you know, put them in various places. And so then after a bit, we moved from that house, and then we moved into another house, and then we wound up moving into the home we live in now, which is very pleasant. And when it was my wife's birthday, I thought, would it ever be cool to go back and get the four boulders that meant the most to us back in the early days when we were broke and our weekend trips were to get a boulder and take it back. And when we go to work, we would pat the boulder before we left. So I went back to the house that we had rented way back when, and I asked the owner whether I could buy these four boulders. And she was no dummy. She knew, hey, here's a real sucker. He wants to pay for these rocks. So she charged me $250 per rock, which then I said, okay. So I gave her $1,000. I got the four boulders and I brought them to our home and put them in the very special spots that my wife would see as she walked through the gate on her birthday. And she walked in, and she saw those boulders, and she just poured out crying. It was so beautiful. And I just thought to myself, by golly, that's the best $1,000 I have ever spent. So that's the story of the four boulders.
Yeah, that was a good one. That I enjoyed that one. And also, you talked about life and death, end of times, but also on one of the pages, you had one that I really liked, and it was called A Fawn. And, you know, you, a doe was on your property and had a fawn and passed, and the dogs, you know, brought it down to you. And so you brought it to a wildlife refuge. And the last thing you said, that darn fawn ate up my whole day. And it was the best Sunday I've spent in a blue moon. You know, this, how you went about it, how your pets, you know, protection came out, how you and Sherry, what do you do? Okay, let's bring it to the wildlife refuge. How the wildlife refuge brought you in, started feeding the fawn goat milk, brought you through the entire refuge, showed you the refuge, and, you know, in a tragedy of the circle of life, you gave life, and that fawn gave you a wonderful experience, both you, your wife, and the dogs.
That's right, yeah. Can you imagine, though, this was so cool, four good-sized shepherds who are there on the hill, and all of a sudden you see them circling this fawn and bringing it, the fawn didn't have a choice, bringing it down to our front steps where my wife was sitting. It was one of the most beautiful things in my whole life that I've ever seen, was how gingerly that they brought that fawn in. And Sherry was there. We went and got some towels and wrapped the fawn around. And then the shelter was like 150 miles. We couldn't find a place close by to Carson City. So my friend and I drove that very day, a Sunday, all of this way to this shelter, and then wound up finding, which is not part of the story, but wound up finding that this shelter is one of a kind. It brings in injured bears and lions and tigers that have had issues, many of them who were used in Las Vegas for shows, and when the animal gets older, they're going to get rid of it. But they have a shelter there where the animal can live there for the rest of their lives. And you go there, and it's so much not like a zoo. It's not like they're trying to show off the animal to the guests that come through. They build these shelters just for the animal. And so you go through it, and you see, okay, this is what a bear likes. This is what a mountain lion likes. So it was an experience that now my wife and I go back and visit that shelter. We have gifted them some dollars, but more important than that, we go there and we mend the fences. We help water the animals. And so it's become a major part of our life, all because our shepherds brought the fawn down the mountainside.
Wonderful story. And we're going to take a quick break here, Don Fairbanks. We're at 907-458-TALK. If you want to talk with Don Cool when we get back, we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Alaskans can upgrade their first aid kit to include naloxone, a safe medication that can quickly reverse an opioid-related overdose and restore breathing within minutes. Naloxone saves lives and can be used by anyone to prevent overdose deaths caused by opioids, including fentanyl. Alaskans can request naloxone for free through Project Hope. Go to opioids.alaska.gov to find out how to get a free overdose rescue kit. This message brought to you by the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services.
Honey, you want to come out? I haven't seen you since Glass Doctor installed our custom shower enclosure.
No thanks.
Well, you can't keep eating breakfast in the shower. And laminating your magazines is getting expensive. You remember we have guests coming over tonight, right?
Oh, I'm sure they'd love to see the shower.
It's our neighbors, and I highly doubt they want to be hanging out in our bathroom.
The shower's so good, you'll never want to leave. Visit glassdoctor.com today and schedule an appointment online.
KFAR weather.
Chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise partly cloudy. Highs around 75, southwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows around 56. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely, high temperatures reach up to 67. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse here, and I have in the studio, not in the studio with me, calling in from Carson City, Nevada, Don Coolen. We're going through a little bit of his life and times and the book that he wrote, Changing with Aging. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fabulously well, and thank you very much for giving me this time on air. It's just a lot of fun for me, and I just appreciate your doing this for me and sharing what those stories are, because, again, I think we have a lot to offer in terms of how people age and, again, those little choices that they make.
And you make a point in your book to bring up friends in your life, those who have passed and those who have not and who you've met. You know, you've brought up Bob Thompson, yeah. Roy Quick, but I want to go to your friend Super Steve with the 11th commandment. you guys were pretty good when you're at a young age. Now, so you're at a Catholic school, it sounds like, and I went to a Catholic school. So I really like this story. Now, basically, Fairbanks, what happened was the basketball went on top of the roof, and they weren't supposed to go up there and get the basketball. But these two young lads, of course, there's a ladder there, so they're going up to get the basketball, and the Monsignor catches them and gives them some very good words and takes their ears and knocks it off. And so he goes up to get the basketball, throws the basketball down, and what do you two kids do? You take away the ladder. I thought, those are Catholic boys.
And you know, as Catholic boys, you know that you're going to have a price to pay.
Oh, yeah.
The Monsignor is going to call your dad.
Don't do the crime if you can't afford the time.
But boy, at those times it was really worth it, right?
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, that's worth the corporal punishment that might have been administered to you.
That's right, absolutely.
So what did the next time you saw the Monsignor, did he crack a smile at all?
Oh no, this guy was no. The answer The young priest that played as our basketball and football coach, he thought it was as funny as could be.
Yeah.
But his boss, the Monsignor, we paid the price over and over again for that one.
You know, when I was at Denali Elementary School, we were in the basement area. This is in the early 70s. I was in sixth grade, and for whatever reason, I got kicked out of the class, go down to the principal's office. So as I'm walking down the hallway, it's in the afternoon, everyone has their boots out in the hallway. You know, you have your boots over your shoes and stuff like that. So I'm taking people's boots and I'm rearranging them all. I'm rearranging everyone's boots. I spent about 10 minutes doing it. And You know, all of a sudden, the bell rings, we're all going to go to the buses, and I leave the principal's office, and there's mayhem down there on in the basement. And, you know, over the loudspeaker, it was, Mrs. Williams, send David Prues back to the office. And so, you know, my dad was called in. Thank God he was called in, because my mom would have killed me. And so, you know, in front of the principal, he does yelling and this, and that, and you're going to get it. Boy, wait till I tell your mother. As soon as we get out to the car, he goes, that's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh.
You know, one of the funniest things, I don't even know whether I wrote it in the book, but maybe a year ago, Sherry and I were at the Costco store here, and there was this couple. They had to be in their mid-70s.
You put it in the book. Yes, it's in the book, but please go on.
Yeah, they're kind of walking around. And they have these big smiles on their face, and I'm thinking, well, and typical of men, I kind of let my wife go with the cart, and she's doing her stuff. I am following this couple, and what they're doing is they're putting feminine hygiene products into these carts of these tough-looking guys.
Oh, boy.
They would sneak them in. And I just thought, you know, now there's a couple that really has fun in their lives. And I never wound up finding whether they ever got caught or not. But I thought, you know, that's a pretty cool deal. And maybe in the next 3 or 4 years, I'm going to go to Costco and do the same darn thing.
You know, even if they got caught, what are you going to do?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, thanks, you know. Don't take this personally. Oh, man. Boy. Well, we got a few minutes left, and again, you order the book, Changing with Aging, Little Stories, Big Lessons by Don Kuhl, K-U-H-L, and you can go to Amazon and pre-order it. Is that correct?
Correct, exactly. Yeah, and you can't write any, you know, if you get the book and you like it, I would love you to send a little note through Amazon saying that you like the book. If you get the book and you don't like it, I'd appreciate if you'd be very quiet.
I like how you think. I just don't think anyone who gets the book is not going to like it, because it's a wonderful, easy read. It's not technical. You don't have to triple D it, dumb it down for David. It's just a very good book written with empathy for people, and the wit is usually you're the brunt of your own wit, and I like that. That's a great personality trait.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So anyway, just one of those things. And ever been to Alaska before?
Yeah, matter of fact, we did some work, and I was actually offered a job way back when to be a dean of students at the University of Alaska Southeast that was based out of Juneau.
Yeah.
This would go back like 40 years ago.
Wow.
And then they had campuses in Sitka and Ketchikan. And rather than the students going to the campus, the faculty would fly out to these various sites.
Okay. Don, that's our time left, sir. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I greatly appreciate your time on being on the air. And Fairbanks, if you want just a very good read, get the book Changing with Aging, and you will enjoy yourself immensely. And you will be thinking about wonderful things. Don, you have a great day,
yeah.
And I'll see you soon, sir. You take care.
Thank you.
Yep, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.